alcohol, drugs, those things, intoxicants, those things which make a person lose his intelligence, those things which make a person lose his capability to rationalize. A person, when he takes these things, he becomes intoxicated, he loses his ability to think properly, to think rationally, to think normally. We're going to talk about today. Allah Azawajal mentions in the 7th para, Surah number 5, ayats 90 and 91. Translation taken from Kunzul Iman. O people who believe, wine, all intoxicants, and gambling, and idols, and the dark are impure, the works of shaitan. Therefore, keep avoiding them, so that you may succeed. And then in the next ayat, Allah Azawajal says, the devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you with wine and with gambling. So, stay away from this. And to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer, so have you desisted. Now the Mufassirin, the scholars of Tafsir, when they comment upon this verse, they mention a few things. And one of the things they mention is that intoxicants, alcohol and wine has been mentioned in the same category as gambling and idols. And the ulama, the scholars, they say that this should be an indication to us of how severe this is and how bad it is regarded in Islam. And further, the scholars, they say that this is a warning for us, that these things, these drugs, alcohol, intoxicants, what do? They take us away from the remembrance of Allah. They take us away from prayer, from coming to the masjid. Is there anyone that you know, he says that he has a split, and that split makes him want to come to read his namaz? It is the opposite. It makes the person forget about his deen. It makes the person forget about the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there's an article regarding cannabis. Sometimes, unfortunately, especially amongst our youth today, they will say, oh, you know, cannabis is not that serious, you know. Or Buddha or ganja, whatever it's called. They say, you know, that's not so bad. You know, one split a week or something like that. We'll have it does not have that many consequences. Let me tell you what it says about the effects of cannabis. It says that cannabis is proven to have a link to causing short-term memory loss, alteration of perception, paranoia, anxiety, anger, sleep problems, and hallucinations. And then, more seriously, it can lead to very long-term health problems. There's evidence, compelling evidence, which suggests that illnesses, mental illnesses, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and severe depression, all of these, there is evidence suggests that these are linked to people who have excessive use of cannabis.